and all the angels with him shall he sit upon the seat of his majesty. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we had yesterday an angel Sunday, which spoke in the Gospel about the ministering of angels when anyone is in need. And angels appear in today's Mass as well. Today's Lenten Ferial Mass was formally said at the Stational Church in Rome, dedicated to St. Peter's Chains, which is one of the most ancient churches in Rome, and it is also the cathedral church of Cincinnati Archdiocese. Wherefore, you see in our shrines the picture of St. Peter releasing from his chains. And the Gospel of today's Mass depicts us the final judgment, and again it introduces us angels. These angels are heavenly creatures and messengers, and at the final judgment, which so strikingly appears us in today's Mass, the angels bear testimony of the just men, of those blessed elect whom God himself has called to rejoice with him in heaven. And the angels also have the mission of accusing the evil people whom our Lord judges to be forever deprived of this heavenly bliss. The appearance of final judgment also, of course, also in this text of the Gospel is a frightening scene, but even more frightening it will be when it actually happens. But it's good to remember that the final judgment is frightening and filled with terror only to those evil people whom God judges to be forever deprived of heaven. Those happy servants of God, whom we all strive to be in this life, they have nothing but good to wait in the when the final judgment eventually take place. And today's Gospel speaks much about good works, and both of those who perform this, those in this life, and also those good works which the evil people did not do when they had the chance to do those in this life. This is not the only time when our Lord has stressed the importance and gravity of the teaching that one must do good works if he hopes at one day stand among one of the good people of God's elect. In the Masses of the Virgins, you hear the parable about the wise and unwise virgins, which teach a very clear manner that in order to be saved and in order to be counted as one of God's sheep, the lamp of faith is not enough. You also need some oil of good works to lighten your true path to salvation here on earth. And the Lord tells us today's Mass that at the judgment those will be condemned who did not practice good works of mercy when they were still alive, and that good works are those which claim the eternal reward of our Father when the judgment day comes. And it's a consoling thought that the angels themselves, when the judgment comes, they are right there next to us, defending us from the wrath of God and presenting, like we see in today's gospel, that we did answer to this mercy whom God in his clemency gave us during life, and we did practice charity for our neighbor, and we did have charity and goodwill towards all the people. That's why, children, it's such an important to be in good terms, so to speak, with your guardian angel, because you will meet him one day when that day of judgment comes, of which we read in today's gospel, and you want him to be on your side, interceding for you, for God, showing that God gave you the chance of doing good works, and you happily accepted this invitation. When you grow older, children, you might oftentimes hear preaching and teaching that you do not need to do good works in order to be saved, that the faith alone is enough to save you. Some people might even say that you can even believe to Our Lady and the saints and their intercession, but that you should not strive to do good works because it's impossible. And all that kind of talk is washed away as nothing in today's gospel, where our Lord clearly shows that we have been given so many graces to do good in this life, and that it is necessary and absolutely necessary to answer to those call, that in your life not only you have to believe everything what the Church teaches, of course you have to do that, but you have to also prove yourself worthy to be called a Christian, that is, acting like Christ, always thinking good about everyone and always wanting good for everyone, and also to do as much as good to as many people as you can in this life. At the final judgment, it would be terrible punishment to be rejected by our Lord, but we can make sure in this life that we are not rejected by him if we never reject anyone who needs our help in this life. So if you wish to avoid this frightening scene of condemnation which is put in front of us today, remember this teaching, that you are really called to be a Christian and do and act and perform the works of Christ. And Lent is the most suitable time to practice those. And Lent is also the most suitable time to examine your conscience. Have I always acted like Christ would act? And should you notice any defects or even sins in your actions, the Lent is also the best time to throw them all away, to purify yourself in the sacrament of penance, and to remember that Christ himself redeemed all of us with the price of his blood. With that such precious blood, no action or no work of humility or no devotion is too heavy for us, because that great sacrifice of precious blood they brought for us the best gift which we can ever ask, the chance and hope and expectation of everlasting life. And from our humble part, we should always imitate God himself in working, doing, and acting as much as good as we can in this life of ours. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.